The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
August, the paralegal is up next.
I thought I was a public defender now.
That's too good for you.
Oh, okay. Well, what was going on earlier this week? Some guy, Steve, called in, and he referred to John from Louisville as a psycho and that his daughter was his alter ego, kind of like Norman Bates, you know, in the Bates Motel.
Psycho.
Well, I never got that. Did you get that impression?
I don't get a lot of things that are said here.
Well, and what was up with all the beating on Matt from San Antonio? It's like everybody was on him this week.
Well, yeah, this guy AC and the Sunshine Band from up in Jersey. He's talking smack to everyone, including Matt.
It wasn't just AC. It was some other guy that called in one day, and he was all Matt. Look, Matt's trying to make it in this cruel, hard world, and I think he's doing a good job. And hey, he may only have one message, but you got to give him this, Paul. Matt is consistent. He's loyal, and he's there for you.
Yeah, and he's also on a team that people care about right now.
Yeah, and he seems to be relishing that. So I like Matt. I think he has some really good calls. But you had a guy on today hawking a book.
Not for long. By the way, there are a lot of great books out there, but this book was like he's the oldest living football player. Not interesting.
I thought there was a guy at Faulkner University who was like a field goal kicker, and he was like either in his late 50s or 60s a few years back.
Yeah, he was. And this guy basically is writing an illegitimate book. I bet it's not on the New York Times bestseller list this weekend.
Well, if your show has turned into the QVC of sports call-in shows, I got something I'd like to hawk.
What do you got?
Hemorrhoid cream, and I suggest we give some of it to William because
Augie's hemorrhoid cream. Oh, you're going after William?
Yeah, I think we need to give it to William. William went after me. I had nothing to do with William, and then he took it upon himself to be Joe's public defender, and typical lawyer, he misquoted half of what I said. He twisted the other half into something that was not intended, and he did make the comment that he would rather have John and some guy called Steve as his neighbors as opposed to me. Well, I agree with him. I hope he gets to live next to Handsome Joe and this guy Steve as opposed to me, because William just seems like a very pompous and full of himself kind of guy.
Why can't you lawyers get along?
Well, that's the age-old question, Paul. I think it's because we're trained to be adversarial.
You're right.
And that the world is there to be fleeced.
but don't most lawyers I'll tell you a funny story. I had this, my newspaper was on trial many years ago. And I was one of the let's be honest. I was the reason for it, okay? We were sued by this guy, and we won the lawsuit. But I tell you what really bugged me, Augie. So right before the end of the trial, like the night after the closing arguments, when the case was given to the jury, it was a 2-week-long deal. So I'm walking past the bar to go to my room because our lawyers told us, you know, don't associate with anybody you don't know. There could be a juror there. And I see my guys getting drunk with the other guys. And it really bugged me. I felt like they, like you walk, like in high school, you walk by the soda fountain and there's your girlfriend with somebody else. I mean, do you guys do that all the time?
So my first job out of law school, I worked at the DA's office in New Orleans. And the DA was a guy named Harry Connick. You probably know his son,
of course,
the piano player.
Absolutely.
So
very controversial guy here, wasn't he?
Harry Connick Jr. or the Harry Connick
the
DA?
Senior. Wasn't he one part of the, I vaguely remember some of the things he was involved with.
Well, there were a lot of things, but I never really dealt with him. He was way up the food chain for me, but I was assigned to a section of criminal district court. Section C, Judge Jerome Winsberg, great guy. Here's the deal. We go out to eat. The DA, the assistant DA is assigned to his section of court, the public defender and the judge, and, of course, his court assistant paralegal. And people would come by and think, isn't that strange? The judge is eating with the public defender and the DA. Isn't that some kind of collusion going on there? But it's strictly kept professional. I know people are going to say, oh, it's all set up. Take it for what it's worth. But, yeah, there's a lot of commingling. I mean, you're in the same profession. How are you going to avoid people?
Yeah,
it's just not possible.
Yeah.
But I was very distraught to hear I'm persona non grata in Red Bay, and I did not insult everybody from Red Bay. I said if everybody in Red Bay,
it's not so much persona non grata, Augie. You're just going to get your crock, your
well, I'm
your
like,
crotch
damn,
kicked. That's hard to say.
Yeah, and I was worried about that. But then he said the old ladies would come and kick me in the crotch. Now you know people come to New Orleans and pay old ladies a lot of money to do that kind of thing. So you know.
Okay,
I don't know,
Augie,
if Red Bay's got
Augie,
some...
let's have a one. I want to bring somebody on with you just for a friendly conversation.
No, he
wants
to
say something to you. And William, is
oh God, talk about a blowhard and a bloviator. Go ahead,
William? Augie. You know, Augie, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Well, you know, considering that I never uttered the word John or Steve when I called about you. And the words that you uttered were an exact quote. So, you know, I don't know what you're complaining about. What I said was an exact quote of what you said about Handsome Joe. And, you know, it was inappropriate. It was not called for. And you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I didn't misquote you. I didn't utter John or Steve. And, you know... You said it, and you came off as an elitist. You might be the nicest guy in the world, but you came off as an elitist putting down Red Bay, Alabama.
Well, let me, Counselor, let me apologize to the good citizens of Red Bay, Alabama.
By the way, as the judge, I already hear condescension here.
From who?
From you.
From me?
William, did you not hear condescension there when he said that?
I heard condescension. I heard condescension.
And by the way, I know condescension.
Paul, I think you heard condensation, not condescension.
No, I know small town America. You're a big city guy. William's a Maryville guy. I grew up in a small town. On a farm, we had the milk
you know what
cows
they say,
for our morning cereal. What's that?
Sorry, you know what they say north of the Mason-Dixon, it takes a Philadelphia lawyer, right? Well, south, they used to say it takes a New Orleans lawyer. So,
better. I mean, Augie, I feel like I know you, but I that was to me a put down of Red Bay, Alabama. If I've offended anyone in Red Bay, well, I'm really sorry.
I am. And
no,
if it's such an insult to be compared to Joe, that might prove my point. Would it not, Counselor?
William, I tried to help Augie.
Is William there?
Well, you probably can't because, you know, he's beyond help when it comes to Red Bay, Alabama. I've never been to Red Bay, Alabama.
Nice place.
And I've never, you know... I don't know Joe, but I don't think that
Alabama, the folks, the people there are just. I was up there three weeks ago, and you won't find finer people on the face of the earth.
And you know, I love New Orleans. I'm not even going to say everybody in New Orleans is like you because I love New Orleans. But you know,
well,
you
said
it.
I will say that there are a large number of people in New Orleans.
You don't know the bar in the local bar. It's got a bunch of Augies in it.
A good number of Augies.
Well, yeah, but
the friends down there in the local bar. They're all Augies because they're in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you know, you can have the good food and put up with them, Paul. The good food lets you put up with them.
Speaking of good food, Paul, last night, you know where I ate? Your favorite restaurant in the quarter.
You ate Galator's?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Crab sardou. It was great. Great.
Okay, well, Audie, I'm glad we – thank you. You made me hungry. This is a message, though, to a lot of other people. When two lawyers can get on the phone and have a civil conversation, I think that should be an example – to the some of the whack jobs out there who get on the phone with other people?
Well, Paul, I think you've kind of disproven your point in a sense. So you've got two lawyers having...
Well, civil, but that doesn't mean you're not arrogant.
Well, I mean, well, you know, I'm a recovering lawyer, Paul. You know, Paul, I'm a recovering lawyer. I don't do it full time.
I mean, William's a country lawyer. He's a man of the people. Guys, we have to go to a break. Thank you for being civil.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a good weekend, Paul.
I'm real in favor of William.
Have a good weekend, Augie.
And award serious treble damages, $3.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Well, the first game is in the books from Omaha. The Sooners have knocked off Texas A&M 13-8. The battle of home runs, Oklahoma broke it open with a grand slam. Texas A&M made an attempt to come back, but simply could not ever close the gap. So A&M moves to a do-or-die situation after, I believe, a couple of more games have to play out, obviously. Stanford and Arkansas, and then Ole Miss and Auburn. So quite a few games this weekend. Let's get back to the calls. And Paul is up next in Florence, Alabama. Hello, Paul. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, isn't that sweet? You know, Augie and William.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Yeah, very nice. You know, all that came down to was they both realized that they couldn't screw each other over somehow.
Yeah. Well, lawyers prefer to screw over just poor people who don't know any better than each other.
Yeah, and they realized pretty quick that they can't do it to each other. So, you know, that's how that basically went. So that phone feud there was, I give it a 1-star maybe.
Yeah, we were actually just trying to put a few people to sleep. we didn't intend to. We weren't looking for fireworks.
Almost put me to sleep on hold here, I'll tell you. What I really called for was I want to appreciate that gentleman that called from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Who was still living the plantation style, style of living, even though it was in the 80s. But still, you know, to this day, or close to it, they're still living that type of lifestyle. And I just wanted to say thank you to him. His emotions really said it true. And I just wanted to say thank you to that. But, I learned a lot today from that. And I just wanted to say I appreciate it. And, I also wanted to say, Paul, I did notice during it, y'all kind of let one slip by. But I totally understand why.
Yeah, we were in a tough spot, and quite frankly, I didn't mind that.
Neither did I.
I thought the description was very accurate. Let's check in with Jimmy, who is up next. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy did not answer the bell. Rich is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are great. Thank you.
I just want to give you a shout out and all the fathers and grandfathers out there. Happy Father's Day weekend. Your show means so much to me and my 86-year-old dad. It's just a way for him and I to connect. And when I hear the word Maryville, all I got are flashbacks from going to the Camp of Champions with Stu Aberdeen and Ray Mears.
I
hear William
back.
And Maryville.
Wow.
I remember Stu Aberdeen coming at us with a broomstick. We weren't even allowed to go to Knoxville. We had to go to Maryville for the camp. But I just wanted to let you know that all of us here, whether we're in South Carolina or Arkansas or whatever, we love your show. And it's just a deep sense of connection for all of us here in the South. And we wish you well.
Rich, thank you. You have a great Father's Day and our weekend. Thanks for sharing those memories with us. Dr. Mel is in Birmingham. Hello, Mel.
Hey, Paul. This is Dr. Mel again. I just had a few quick comments. The young man that called in, his grandfather, drove the bus for 44 years. Right. I grew up at 809 11 Place North, about five blocks from the old Post Herald Birmingham News. Richard Jaffe's dad, Mr. Emma, had an auto parts shop there on 8th Avenue. And so this was back in the early 50s. And actually, we moved to Ensley in 1957 in the Ensley Project House, and we were one of the first few families to move there. Well, the bus that his grandfather drove, it was number 5 Ensley, but it went down 20th Street. It made its way on to Midfield via 3rd Avenue to Bessemer Super Highway, and then it left Midfield to Fairfield on to Bessemer. Would go to the end of the line, turn around, and come back. But Rich's dad, Jeffy Otto, most of the African Americans, he serviced them because, as you know, back during that time, a lot of racial tension and problems. But Richard's dad would open up at 12 noon on Sunday to service the African Americans and the Smithfield and the Woodlawn community. So he would keep the automobiles running so that they would have transportation. And actually, we didn't discover until I was in law school that I actually played on Richard's dad's business property. Richard and I are like brothers today. Richard, Jeff, and I, they grew up in Mountain Brook, him and his sister, but a wonderful man. But those were some challenging times. And actually, I was one of the teenage foot soldiers for Dr. King and Pastor Shelworth, former mayor of Birmingham, William Bill and I. We were teenage foot soldiers from 63 to 75. And as coach, you all know that Dr. King, April of 1968, was assassinated. So a lot of history. But Richard and I, as I stated, we're just practically blood brothers and have been since law school. I took a sabbatical from my healthcare career to attend law school, and Richard and I, most days, we talk 3, 4, 5 times a day, and we visit each other, and there was never a prejudiced bone in Mr. Herman's body or Richard's mother, Ms. Ruth's body. And matter of fact, a lot of people don't know, I don't know if you know, Richard played high school basketball for Mountain Brook. They played in the state championship. Richard was a tremendous small forward, had a vertical leap of some 42 inches. And they practiced against Parker High School and Woodlawn, the coach, would take them, but because of the integration problem, it couldn't be done publicly. And so I rode on the buses where we had to sit in the back. And but to this day, you know, God bless me with the Korean medicine for over 50 years. And as my wife called it, I took a sabbatical at one point and went off to cemetery school, as Donna called it, my wife. And so, but I combined the three professions of medicine, law, and religion to serve God's children. And just a remarkable story by that young man.
That is an incredible, Mel, thank you very much. I mean, it was such a serious, moving story. I'll refrain from the joke that's so obvious here about a preacher, a doctor, and a lawyer. I mean, can you figure out, so there's so many circles in that are interesting. How do you, that's a lot of school to go to, isn't it? I mean, I do know you run into every once in a while someone who has a medical degree and they don't like it, and they would perhaps go to choose a different course, a law school, a lawyer. But I've never heard of one that does, I guess after medicine, you have guilt. You go into law and you screw over so many people that you need to become a minister to absolve you of your sins. Okay, we got to the end of that joke, and we'll take a short break. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So let's check in with Mark.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
I was thinking about something, and just as an example, I'm going to say Arch Manning, okay, just as an example.
Okay.
Arch Manning's a high school superstar, correct?
Best player in the country.
Right. What if Arch Manning, as a high school star, opens a Arch Manning store and sells Arch Manning T-shirts, blah, 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 okay? And then opens a Arch Manning restaurant that is very successful. Okay. Now, Arch Manning goes to college at wherever he chooses to go. Now, how would that work with the NIL? And would that have been legal before the NIL? He goes to college and he owns a store and a restaurant that draws him profit.
Well, it would not have been legal.
It would, but how would it? I mean, but you see what I'm saying? It would be legal, but it wouldn't be legal in college before NIL.
Well, I don't think it would have been. I don't think he would have been able to profit. I think he could now.
Right. Okay, but
not a bad idea.
I
really,
I saw where there was
may go in partnership.
Okay, but his parents are very wealthy.
Yeah.
And his family, they could have set that up as a business.
They could have.
And put it in, it's the Arch Manning store and the Arch Manning restaurant. Just like Archie Manning has a restaurant in New Orleans.
Yeah, I've been to I knew he did. I've been to it a couple of times, but I don't know. I guess it's still there. I'll ask Augie. It's a good question, Mark. I don't. It wouldn't. My best guess, it wouldn't have been legal. It would be now. Thank you very, very much. Let's talk to Carol, who is in Georgia. Hey, Carol.
Hey there, Paul. How are you?
Oh, we are well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, taking my call. I'm calling from Moreland, Georgia, from the Louis Brizard Museum.
Sure.
And I heard you talking about Louis earlier, but I'm calling to be part of your book club meeting here. The museum has undertaken a legacy project for the next 2 years to intensely collect, you know, interviews, memories, pictures, memorabilia about Louis. We have a lot. We've been given a lot. And we are publishing our first release from that project. It's called Our Louis, Stories from Home. It's stories from his family and friends in the his hometown of Moreland in the general area. It will come out in December, and the proceeds go to the museum. So we wanted to let you know about that and invite people to look for it coming soon.
Well, thank you, Carol. I would be very eager to learn more about that. Thanks for sharing that. Did you hear did you hear Shelton calling her earlier, Louis's friend?
I did. I have heard a little bit of that before, but I just was so engaged in that. I really we've had an opportunity to get some interviews with his family and friends. Some of the things are really colorful and deserve to be put in a collection of stories that can really be told. Some of it's, you know, not general public, how can I say it, general admission type material.
Louis could be a little PG.
yeah.
Maybe,
maybe a little beyond that. But somehow we forgive him for that if forgiveness is needed, because he's such a fun, somebody who loved life. And live life very hard. We also wanted to invite you to play in our Louis Grizzard Invitational softball game if you have time later this year.
When will that
throughout be? It'll be in the fall, in October, and I know that's a busy time for you. So we would love to, you know, if you're interested, have our people talk to your people.
Yeah, well, definitely let me know when it is, and it would entirely depend on when, but it's not impossible to get to Moreland, Georgia.
Well, we will make arrangements to get you there and show you the best time in Coweta County. And we generally played it last year with county officials and some school teachers from the elementary where Louis attended, and the mature men beat the young people pretty handily, which we were all a bit.
Well, it's been a while since I've played softball, but I used to pitch in softball. I don't know if my curveball would still exist, but I tell you what do you think about this, Ram? What if I brought a ringer? What if I brought that guy in Tuscaloosa who was the best hitter ever in can you imagine?
Great.
Let's see if Jim will show up, and then we'll see how good he is.
That would be great. Well, we play it on we try to play it around Louis's birthday. We planned it for October 22nd, which is a bye week Saturday for University of Georgia. But if you're interested in playing, we certainly can make accommodations.
Yeah, well, I will have to find out, where I am that day, and if I happen to be, well, obviously I won't be in Athens. I know that.
Right.
But if I'm somewhere nearby, I could probably scoot over there. Hey, thank you for the invitation. I would look forward to learning more about that. Let's check out Nick, who is in Florida. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Nick, we are doing well. Thank you.
So, you know, I've been watching for quite a number of years and listening, and I wanted you to discuss, because recently, you know, the Dabo Swinney subject, and it's my opinion that you really dislike Dabo Swinney. And what I wish you would elaborate on in some capacity is, you know, what is your relationship with him? Where did it go wrong? When he's the next Alabama coach, how do you mend that fence? Like, can you walk us through this? Help us understand this dislike for Dabo?
No, I can't, because I don't dislike Dabo. So it would be impossible for me to explain. I have been critical of certain things he's done. That's well known. And some of it has been in fun, but we do have a good relationship. I don't see him or talk to him much, but about a year ago, he called me out of the blue, primarily to correct something that he heard that was said, not by me, but maybe it was by me. I can't remember exactly what the point was. I tell you what it was. Kirby Smart had said something, which was that I interpreted as a shot at Clemson, something that he said a certain program is doing and saying this about us. And it was pretty obvious it was Clemson. To me, I said that, and Dabo called me one day and said, I just want you to know that was not our program. We don't do that. And I said, well, that's great. And we had a nice chat and left it there. I don't know if I've seen him since then, but if I saw him today, I take it back. I did see him in December. I was emceeing an event in Birmingham honoring Alabama players who broke the color barrier, and he was there with Woody McCorvey, and I went over and said hello. And so I don't have a problem with him.
I've never heard you say anything positive about him.
Well, you've obviously missed those times when I did, but I'll see if I can catalog them and send them to you.
I'm not accusing you of anything other than I really felt that there's some backstory there.
No.
That even with when Griff was on in Destin and he said a lot of the things that I've been saying for years, and it was laughed out. I'm like, it just seemed to me that there's some sort of weird, you know, animosity.
Well, I tell you what people think it is, which is laughable in my mind. There are a number of people from Clemson who think that those of us who follow the SEC and Alabama have never gotten over that loss, which I find to be just remarkable. That first of all, that I would really care about something like that, and secondly, that since Alabama has twice played for or three times played for the national championship since then and won at least one of those, why anybody sitting in a chair like this would harbor that. But I've seen that discussed and disseminated, but I can also tell you that's not anybody that knows me well would know that I do not really get too upset about any of these games.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you, if I could give you a couple rapid reaction, you give a yes or no type of thing.
Okay.
Does Georgia make the playoffs?
This year?
Yes.
I would say no.
Does A&M lose more than three games?
No.
Does Brian Harsin make it through the end of this year?
What was the question again?
Does Brian Harsin make it through the end of the season?
I am contractually obligated not to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Will Alabama win the national championship?
Yes.
Will Clemson make the playoffs?
Yes.
Will you have Dabo Swinney on if they win?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.